Joining us now is Flora Lichtman. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
Hope I didn't offend you with that.
I
awful
liked it.
Pun.
Oh, are you kidding? It's my favorite. Bad puns.
She's here with our video pick of the week. What have you got for us this week?
This week, the credit goes completely to our fabulous intern, Anna Rothschild, who takes us on a field trip to hunt for a very special kind of bounty.
I have to guess.
the what we're looking for on this trip is our lichens, and you've probably seen them before because they're everywhere. They can grow on trees and rocks.
It's a stuff. Yeah, it's like the stuff that you scrape a rock and you think it's part of the rock and it's colorful and it's the lichen.
The lichen. They're often green and they kind of look like a mat. So they're found everywhere, but James Lendemer, who's a lichenologist at the
lichenologist.
I know, what a term, right? Yeah. At the New York Botanical Garden, took us around and said that actually they've sort of been neglected by science.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's partly because they're not just one thing we learned on this trip. Lichen are actually three things. They're a combination of fungi, algae, and bacteria working together. It's sort of like a college co-op or something, except one of them gets eaten and...
I didn't know that. I thought a lichen is a lichen, but it's actually a little conglomeration of...
Yeah, they all work together.
Working together.
Apparently, this is...
The neighborhood.
James said that the master of this lifestyle is the fungi, mm-hmm. and they kind of farm out the algae. And so he described it as sort of apples on a tree, where you plant the algae and then you harvest some of it for fuel, but then in exchange, the fungi takes care of the algae, protects it from some UV rays.
Mm-hmm.
And the bacteria is recently discovered to be a part of this, but no one knows what the bacteria does.
Wow. And so this field trip takes us where? Where
we go to the Tannersville Cranberry Bog in Pennsylvania. But really, you can do lichen hunting in your own backyard. You don't have to go anywhere very special. I looked when I walked home from the subway in Brooklyn, New York, and I saw plenty of lichen on my walk home.
No kidding.
Yeah, even in New York.
Even in the streets of Brooklyn. Not only a tree grows there, but so does lichen.
Yeah, that's right. And so part of what Anna does a great job in this video is telling you what a lichen is, because a big mm-hmm. problem with these things is they're really variable. And so it's really easy to have false alarms. You mm-hmm. know, sometimes fungi look like lichen, but they're not.
Right.
So you should check out the video for some helpful tips on lichen identification.
So if you go to our website at sciencefriday.com, right there in our video pick of the week spot on the left side is our video. It's our tour of lichen. And I was a liking it already the first time I saw it.
And I was a loving it.
and it'll be up there all week. And if you want to go lichen hunting, right, some tips on how to find the lichen in your backyard or on the streets of Brooklyn or San Francisco, wherever you live.
We'd love to see what you come up with. Maybe we can even convince James to ID a few species for
wow.
us. If you
yeah, let's crowdsource this. If you have it, go out, take your flip cam or something, take a photo, send it to us at Science Friday. We'll post
it on the website and we'll tell you what it is. And you know what? This is actually a kind of important point about lichen, because they're these conglomeration of species and phylum kingdom. People are discovering new lichen all the time. So maybe, just maybe you'll see something new, or at least undescribed by science.
I remember the video you made about the food, identifying what was in the food. And these college kids, were they high school kids?
They were high school kids.
They discovered a new species of cockroach while they were looking for
them. Exactly. Things are lurking everywhere.
So send us your photos of your lichen, and we'll have a professional look at them, and maybe you could discover a new.
Yeah, Ira right. Flatodius.
Hey, Science Fridayus or something like that. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
All right, that's Flora Lichtman, our video pick of the week. It's up on our website at sciencefriday.com. That's our program for today. Our senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Producers are Christopher Taliata, Catherine Wells, Alessia Bayek. Neil Roush is our technical director here at the Controls in New York. Anna Rothschild, who put that video together, is our intern. If you missed any part of the program, or others, you can go to our website at sciencefriday.com. You can download the audio and the video. If you want to see that video every week, we'll send you a new one. You just download the podcast. And you can also download it on your iPhone. You can take an iPhone app, and we'll feed those videos and the audio versions of Science Friday, update them automatically right there on your iPhone app. Take Science Friday along with you. Have a great week. We'll see you next week on our show right here in New York. I'm Ira Flatow.